Illinois Governor Pritzker, Trump officials who broke the law must be criminally prosecuted. By Jasmine Jordan on March 20, 2026. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker stated that officials and federal agents in the current administration who, according to him, violated the law should face potential criminal or civil prosecution. During an interview with New York Times reporter Lulu Garcia Navarro, Pritzker was asked, "What does a Project 2029 agenda look like for you?" and responded, "I don't think you can speak of it in shorthand, but I'll just say a couple of things that I think are absolutely necessary. One is we've got to restore the rule of law, and that means holding people accountable who've broken the law. Talking about this administration, when we get a new one, the people in this administration who've broken the law and federal agents who've broken the law need to be held accountable." Garcia Navarro followed up by asking, "And that means criminally prosecuted?" Pritzker continued, "Criminally prosecuted, civilly prosecuted, whatever it is that we can do. It may be that you can't criminally prosecute somebody, but that you can go after them civilly." Pritzker, the incumbent Democratic governor of Illinois, is running for re-election and would serve a third term if elected after winning his primary without opposition on Tuesday. Representative Mary Miller, REEL, posted on X in response to the interview, "Pay attention. J.B. Pritzker and the Democrats are openly laying the groundwork for political retribution against their opponents. We already saw it under Joe Biden. Next time, it will be worse. The American people have a duty to ensure this kind of tyranny never takes power again." Former Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Joel B. Polak also reacted on X, writing, "This threat is a call for civil war." Pritzker's reference to a Project 2029 agenda comes as Republicans developed their own transition framework during the 2024 presidential election. Project 2025, a conservative-led effort to prepare for a potential future Trump administration. Heritage Foundation Director Paul Don said it was targeted by the greatest misinformation campaign since the Russia hoax, with Democrats and media outlets making wild claims about the initiative. Even as he said, 90% of the characterization is false. Officially known as the Presidential Transition Project, it is a 922-page policy framework intended to shape the agenda of a future administration, provide personnel, and guide the transition alongside a potentially Republican-controlled Congress. Don said it responds to a system in which for the last 100 years, the progressives have built an administrative state in which unelected bureaucrats make policy decisions, adding that the project offers a conservative alternative developed by more than 100 organizations.